You have your Bible, turn with us to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, As the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went, and they too went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass as they went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire, horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. I want to preach on this thought just a minute tonight, if God will be my help. On make mine a double. Make mine a double. I thought about this, and you know, I like when we go vacation down to Daytona Beach. There was a little ice cream place down the end of the pier, and it was about a mile from where our room was down there to that ice cream place. But you know what we'd do? We'd walk every night after supper. We'd walk down there. Amen. That way we walked our supper off, and I'd go in there. And after about two or three times, when I'd go in, that little old girl in there, she'd go ahead and just put me two big scoops on that thing. Amen. She knew when I come through the door, I come looking. I just pray God, so she'd just go ahead and make mine a double. Amen. Because I like double things. Amen. I like double the blessings. I like double the help. I like double the confidence, praise God, that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we see here in the Word of God, we see the Bible speaking about the time when Elijah is going to be translated. He's going to be taken out of this world. Amen. And we know what happens here because God had already told him that he needed to go and find somebody. He needed to anoint somebody to take his place. Amen. So he tells us over there in 1 Kings chapter 19, if you want to look over there, the Lord begins to speak to him. Now you know the story, Elijah, he gets disheartened, and Jezebel, he thinks, is going to have him killed, and he goes in, he sleeps under a juniper tree, and the Lord tells him to just stay by the brook. Amen. I'm glad God sometimes just give you a place by the brook. He gives you a place where you can hang out, praise God, and recuperate and be revived, praise God, and be stirred and be encouraged and be fed, praise God, for the journey ahead. Amen. And he knew that he's going to have a journey to go because God done told him so, and he was prepared for it. God was prepared. You know, God never asked you to go nowhere and do anything that he won't help you to do. Amen. God will never hang you out there, praise God. He'll have you, he'll put you where you need to be and give you the things you need to have in order to accomplish that he's put on your heart to do. That's just the way he is. But the Bible said that God fed him out by the brook and that he went on that strength and meat for 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. I will pray, praise God, when you get full of God and the things of God, praise God, you can run well for a long time. Amen. You can run well for a long time when you get your nourishment and your encouragement from the Lord. It make a difference. But God spoke to Elijah and told him, he said, now you go over there, and he said, you anoint some kings on the way, and he said, you anoint a young man by the name of Elisha, the son of Shaphath, verse 16, amen, then shalt thou anoint to be the prophet in thy room. Amen. So he said, you anoint this man, Elisha. So Elijah goes on, he does what God commands him to do, and he goes by, and you know the story. Elisha's a plowing in the field, amen, with 12 yoke of oxen. He was the last yoke of ox in the 12. And the man of God, Elijah, comes along, and he throws his coat over Elisha's mantle. He hangs his mantle on Elisha. Amen? And Elisha runs after him. In my mind's eye, I see him finishing out the row where he's in. Amen? And he run after the man of God, and he took his mantle and said, hey, listen, said, let me go and bid my mom and daddy goodbye. Let me go tell them goodbye. And he said, I'll come and I'll follow it. I'll do whatever I need to do. Amen. Glory to God, I would to God that we'd do whatever we could do for the glory of God. Amen? Just settle in our hearts. We just do whatever we can for His glory. Amen? But if you look back over in 19, toward the end of that chapter, he said, he left the ox and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. Now listen to what Elijah says. And Elijah saith unto him, go back again. For what have I done to thee? Amen? Elijah tells you, he said, listen, he said, you go ahead and go back if you need to. He said, what have I done to you? He said, pray God. He said, I ain't the one that's calling you. Amen. It ain't about me, praise God. It's about you and about God. Amen. Amen. When God calls you and He puts you in this thing, praise, it ain't about you and somebody else. It's about you and God. It's about the decisions that we make, praise God, for His glory. Amen. To lift up His name. It's about what we do for Him. Amen. But the Bible tells you, I read here in your hearing, the Bible said that it came to pass the Lord in chapter 2, verse 1, would take up Elijah. When God was going to take Elijah, his time had come. They knew it was getting close. Amen. And so that Elijah went with Elisha to Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, he said, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Amen. Now he says, okay, he said, Elisha, he said, you just tarry here, you stay here. And said, God sent me down to Bethel, and I'm going to go down there. Now, I believe the man of God, when he told him, he said, you just stay here, amen, and Bethel, and he said, I'm going to go. Now, he told him the truth, but he didn't tell him the whole truth. Amen. He not only was he going to send him to Bethel, but he was going to send him on down the road, praise God, just a little bit farther. And I believe the man of God did this and just see what Elisha would do. And whether he was ready to quit and give up, or whether he was willing to stay in the fight to the end. Amen? Sometimes I believe God tests us just to see if we're going to stay in the fight. Sometimes I believe He lets us go through something just to see how dedicated we are. Amen? Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes the plowing gets rough. Amen? But I want to say, praise God, Elisha, he wasn't going to have no part of that. And Elijah said in verse 2, he said, as the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Amen. So we see what happens here. Elijah said, hey, you just stay here. I'm going to go on down to Bethel. And said, you just tarry here, please. And Elisha said, I ain't had no part of that. Praise God. He said, I've come too far to turn back now. Amen. He said, I ain't found no place to quit. Praise God. I left all to go follow you. Amen. The Bible says they went on. Praise God. He told him truth. Amen. He said, I believe it's just a test. But I believe it blessed old Elijah's heart. Praise God. When Elisha said, I ain't going to stay here. Pray God, if you're going on for the glory of God, I'm going to go with you. Amen. Now, by this time, if you get to doing the math, look at Elisha's done been with Elijah about 10 years. Amen. He's been following, serving the man of God for about 10 years. Amen. So he done got in, praise God. He done got more than got his feet wet, praise God. He got up in the swimming waters. Because we see Elijah, praise God, he had done eight more notable miracles, praise God, in his ministry. Amen. Elisha had done been partakers of that, praise God. He said, hey, praise God, if you're going to go on down the road, praise God, you might do something else spectacular. I won't be there to see it. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. If my God's going to do something big, that's ask God, I want to be there to see it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God knows I've been busted up, turned up, twisted up. But praise God, if I can get up, I'm going to go down the house of God. Amen. When the house of God's open, I'm going to get in, praise God, and see what God's got for me. I may be selfish, praise God, but I don't want to miss nothing. Amen. Amen. I like it. Glory to God. I can't stand to be without it. I get the longing for it, but between Sunday and Wednesday, praise God, I get the looking, the longing, and desiring to be with God's people. One day we're going to be with Him forever. I'm liking it, praise God. I'm practicing up here. Amen. We're practicing up here, getting ready to go yonder. Praise the Lord. And then the Bible says that the sons of the prophets, amen, the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel come to Elisha, and they say unto him, don't you know these fellows was discouraging? They said, knowest thou, verse 3, that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? They said, Elisha, don't you realize that today's the day? Amen. Today's the day, praise God, and the Lord. Now, I wonder how in the world they knew that. Amen. God done revealed it to them. Amen. God done revealed it. Now these prophets, they were from the schools of the prophets. Amen. See, they had, Elijah had established schools where they would train up the prophets in the Word of God. Amen. So that they could get in there and encourage them and show them, praise God, the way that they need to go, what to be expecting, what to be looking for. Amen. So he gets down there, Bethel, and these prophets, these sons of the prophets, they come out there and they said, knowest thou not? Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. He said, just hold your peace. Amen. He said, just be quiet. He said, I'm trying to prepare myself. He said, I'm trying to pay attention. I'm trying, glory be to God. He said, I'm trying to glean out all I can get. Amen. He said, I'm excited about what's going on. I don't want to miss nothing. So I know what's happening, and praise God. He said, I know what God is. Amen. Amen. I know what God's got to do, praise God. I don't want to miss nothing. The Bible, Elijah said unto him, Elisha. Now I can just see this in my mind's eye, and I know I got a vivid imagination. If I can see Elisha, praise God, he don't even take his man eyes off the man of God as he's telling these prophets this, they're standing over to the side. He said, you fellas just be quiet. Amen. I'm waiting to see what the man of God's going to do. I'm going to see how he's going to react and how God's going to act on him. Amen. This is it. He said, we're coming down to the end. And praise God, God's going to do spectacular things, praise God, and I don't want to miss nothing. Amen. And then Elijah said unto him, Elisha, he said, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Amen. And this is only a test. I believe all my heart. It's only a test. He knew, amen. He wanted to see what Elisha would do, praise God, when he told him, amen, you just hang out here. Amen. You know, I asked you to stay up there in Gilgal, but you had to go to Bethel. He said, now, just stay here in Bethel, and I'm going to go down to Jericho and see what God's got done. And he said, you know what? He said, a man of God. That ain't going to work. He says, and he said, as the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Amen. See, what Elisha had, praise God, is something that the church is needing today. He had a head knowledge of what was right, but he had a heart knowledge of what was real. Amen. I'm afraid our church has lost what's real. Amen. We have a head knowledge, but we don't have a soul knowledge of what's real, what's ahead, what hope we have. Amen. In the Lord, we've got a magnificent hope. He said, as the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. So they went on together. They get down to Jericho and there's the sons of the prophets. Now that he had went from Gilgal, he had went to Bethel, and now he had went to Jericho. And they were schools of prophets in these places. They were schools that Samuel had begun to set up when he was here. And Elijah picked this up and he began to manifest these schools. He began to teach in these schools, instruct in these schools of the prophets. Amen. So Elijah's making a trip. He's making one last trip, praise God, and encourage it as he goes. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think maybe he may have said, you know what, boys, today's the day. Glory to God. He said, I'm looking for the Lord to do what he said he'd do today. He said, you go over and get Elisha, son of Japheth, and praise God, and you anoint him, praise God, to take your place, to fill your room, praise God. Amen. And I guess Elijah, Lord spoke to him, he said, well, you've done enough, it's time. He tells him, he said, boys, it's time. He said, nigh even at the door, praise God, I'm going to go home today. Amen. He said, today's the day, fellas, got to do business with God. Amen. Sons of prophets that were in Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? Did you know it? He said, Elisha, you know it? He's like, yeah, I know it. Amen. Yay, I know. I know it. He said, hold your peace. Amen. He said, just go about your business, get over and be quiet. He said, praise God, I'm trying to concentrate here. I know God, well, glory. He said, I know God's got a blessing that he's wanting to pass out. I know he's got me one in the barrel, praise God, and I don't want to miss it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I think we ever get a heart like Elisha, praise God. He said, I know God's got a blessing and I don't want to miss it. He'd give us a different aspect on life. We'd get up every day, praise God, say, day, praise God, God's got a blessing for me. And we'd get up and do whatever we do, praise God, for the glory of God.
Amen.
Bible says, do all things as unto God. Amen. We'd get up with an excitement, praise God. We'd get up with a desire to do something that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Have a desire in our hearts. He said, boy, just hush him in. He said, I don't want to miss a blessing. Got a blessing coming my way. Amen. Don't get in the way. Amen. Elijah said, and tarry here, I pray thee. I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. Amen. And he said, as the Lord liveth, my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. Amen. Now, what God tells us there is, pray God. He said, Elisha wouldn't stay behind. Amen. Elisha wouldn't quit. Elisha wouldn't wait for another opportunity. Amen. He said, this is mine, praise God, and I'm going to pursue it. I want to say, God's given us a magnificent opportunity today we live. Amen. And it's up to us to pursue it. Amen. Looking for that blessing, praise God. Expecting hope, wanting to see the truth, wanting to see God move. Amen. Looking to see what God's going to do for those around us. I tell you, it blesses my heart. It blesses my heart all over, praise God, when God blesses you. Amen. I come looking for a blessing. But see, I get blessed when you get blessed. See, that's the way it is. Us as children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, praise God, when God gets all over Brother Lynn back there, praise God, he gets on me too. Amen. See, God can't get on a brother and sister in Christ, praise God, because we're all heirs and joint heirs in Christ. And when he gets on one of us, praise God, he gets on all of us. It's apt to run over. It's apt to be overflowing.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So Elisha said, And so said they went on. And they too went on. And then the Bible says that there's about 50 men. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went. I guess they began to follow afar off. Amen. Come to see the spectacle. I guess they were just curious what was going to happen. I don't think that at all. They was probably curious about what was going to happen. But I believe God unctioned their heart, praise God, so he'd have a witness. Amen. I believe God unctioned their heart, praise God. Go look and see, praise God. When they got to hearing what Elisha was talking about and the hope and the excitement that he had, praise God, not leaving the man of God, they said, "Know what? We're going to watch and see what happens." Amen. They was getting excited too. And I can see in my mind's eye, I can see them following afar off. Amen. And if you've ever been over Israel, praise God, there's a place you get up on the banks of Jordan and you can see pretty good ways down the river. Amen. And I believe they watched as Elijah and Elisha made their way down to Jordan. The Bible says, verse 8, and Elijah took his mantle. Now this mantle, it's a symbol of power. Amen. That mantle, he took that mantle, that's a symbol of his prophetic power that he had. But it's also a symbol of the power of God. Amen. That God gives to men. Amen. I want to say God does empower us. If you're powerless tonight, praise God, it's not God's fault. If you want power of God, praise God, you just ask Him for power. Ask Him for staying power, helping power, amen, healing power. Ask Him for the power that you need, praise God, for your life and for your walk, amen, expecting Him to give it to you, and you'll receive power. Amen. Praise God. God's got it to bestow. Elijah took his mantle, wrapped it together, and smote the waters. And they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Amen. Praise God, that Jordan's a magnificent thing. How many times has a Jordan just opened up or stopped or halted or just dammed up, praise God, for God's people? Amen. God does that. If He done it then, He can do it again. If God needed to right now, praise God, and somebody come to Jordan and need to cross, God can stop it, praise God, and let them go across on dry ground. You say, "Well, preacher, that's Bible stuff, praise God." No, that's God's stuff. Right. Amen. It ain't about something that used to be, praise God. It's about something that is. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So He opened her up, praise God. They went across on dry land. And it came to pass when they were gone over. Now watch this. Well, it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee." I like what Elisha said. I think he had been a pondering on this. Amen. I believe he thought, well, hopefully he'll let me have one thing before he goes. And maybe he had been thinking, "Sir, maybe God will grant me one thing." And praise God, when Elijah opened the door, Elisha said, "Okay, I'm going to ask this." So I've been a thinking it. I'd want it. It's a desire of my heart. Amen. You know God's good about giving you the desire of your heart. Especially when it's for His glory. Amen. Praise God. He'll give you desire of your heart if it's for His glory. That's why if we need to be asking for our children, our loved ones, our people to be saved, praise God, we ought to be asking and asking and begging and begging, because God desires to give you desire of your heart. Amen. But we need to ask expecting. We're seeing God moving. Amen. Sometimes you say, "Well, preacher, he just moves too slow." Well, he's just waiting on us to react. Amen. He's wanting to see if we're going to just go ahead and pray. He say, "Thank you, God, for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you the way you're touching them. Thank you for that tug from heaven, praise God. We're seeing it." Amen. So Elisha said, "I pray thee." In other words, he says, "Humble as I know how." He said, "Let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." Now you know what he was asking for? He was asking for the inheritance of the firstborn. Amen. If you go back in Deuteronomy chapter 21:17, it says that was the inheritance of the firstborn. Was it the inheritance of the firstborn? Brother Rex was get a double portion. Amen. To get twice as much as everybody else. And Elisha would say, "Hey, praise God, I've seen so many magnificent things by the hand of God. I want a double portion of that." Amen. You know what he was saying? Praise God. He was saying, "Listen, I want to see God work, and I want to see Him work, and I want to see Him work some more." Amen. He said, "I'm liking what I'm seeing, and I want to see twice as much, praise God, of the goodness of God." Amen. I wonder what God do if we got to say, "Lord, I want a double portion." Amen. Praise God. You want to do? Just take one day, get a list of names, and say, "Lord, today I want you to give old Brother Rex a double portion." Could you imagine what happened, Brother Rex, if the whole church prayed, just picked a day and say, "God, just give him a double portion today." Praise God. He'd fly up on them roofs. Lord God. jump off, land on his head, and not get hurt. Amen. Glory to God. Because God wants to give us a double portion. He wants to load our wagon. Yeah. Amen. Could you imagine? But why don't we do it a little bit every day? Amen. Boy, I tell you what, I think about a lot of time, I'll be thinking about Brother X or somebody, they'll come on my mind, some church member. Boy, God will bring them to my mind. I say, oh God, please. Lord, just bless them to help them. You know what? You know why they come on my mind. God, I pray you'd just help them. You know what they need. Pray that you'd encourage them. You'd help them. You'd lift them up. Praise the Lord. And I put them over in God's hands. Amen. So He can do what He wants to do for those that you pray for. Bless His holy name. He said, but Elijah, he said, I want that double portion. He said, I want a double portion of the Spirit. Amen. Not just a double portion of anything. He said, but a double portion of thy Spirit that it be upon me. He said, glory be to God. He said, I want that double portion of your Spirit just be poured out all over me. He said, I want a double portion, praise God, to saturate my soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Elisha says this. I said, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless. Amen. He said, you've asked a hard thing. He said, but you've had the courage to ask. Amen. Because he said, you know what God can do. He said, you wouldn't have asked if you hadn't have believed. Amen. And I don't believe he said, talking about he asked a hard thing. I think he was saying, hey, listen. He said, I think it's a hard thing, praise God, because what God is saying. God's telling us here, he said, you've asked a hard thing. It was hard for you to come to a place where you realize, praise the Lord, that God has it to give, and He wanted to give it to you. Amen. Praise God. Said, I don't think it was so hard that Elijah didn't know that God, Elijah knew God could do it. Amen. I say Elijah knew God could do it. Amen. He could raise up the dead. Make the blind to see, praise God. God, he knew God was able. Amen. He said, you ask a hard thing. But he says, nevertheless, it shall be so unto thee. Amen. In other words, what he said, you've asked a hard thing. He said, but you know what? If it's God's desire, praise God, it's your heart's desire, it's God's desire, praise the Lord, you're going to get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if thou see me when I am taken away from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. Amen. He says, if you want to get a great big reward, he said, you got to stay in the fight, praise God, till God comes. Amen. He said, if you expect a reward, praise God, you can't bail on God before you get to the finish line. Amen. He said, Elisha, you've come this far with me. He said, you've not wavered these last few steps. But praise God, if you stay with me to the end, praise God, you're going to receive that your heart's desire. I want to say, folks, listen, youngins. Tonight, praise God, if we'll stay with God all the way to the end, we're going to see that our heart's desires. We're going to see it. It's going to be manifest. It's going to put out there. Praise God, it's going to shine like a new day sun. We're going to see the glory of God. If we just keep believing, trusting in the Lord. Amen. He said, if God desires, what does God desire? God desires that we be with Him where He is. Amen. He said, the Lord in His high priestly prayer, He said, my desire is for them to be with me where I am. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said that He told Him, said, if you see me when I go up, amen, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, He said, if you, stray away. He said, you're going to miss out on those final blessings. I believe we're seeing folks today in the era we live that they're falling away and they're going to miss out on those life's blessings. They're going to miss out on what God's got for them right now. Amen. Praise God. We better get in and get what we can now. Amen. We can't live in the past. Amen. We can't live in the past. The past is finished. It's gone. It's behind us. Amen. But Elisha said, listen, Elisha told him, he said, listen, I didn't get in this thing to get out. Now let me go back to the beginning where I started and I'll explain why. See, Elisha told him, he said, let me go kiss my mother and my father goodbye. And he said, I'll come and I'll follow you. And Elijah said, well, you do what you need to do. He said, I ain't the one calling you, God is. He said, I ain't the one calling. He said, if you don't know who's calling you, he said, I don't need you anyway. But you know what Elisha done? What thrills my soul every time I think about it? He said he was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was following behind the 12th. I believe he finished that row. He run after Elijah. And he said, "Hey, listen, man of God." He took that mantle. He said, "Hey, here's your mantle back." And he said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Let me go kiss mama and daddy and tell them goodbye." Hey, man. He said, "Hey, you do what you need to do." He said, "You know, this ain't between me and you. It's you and him." And Elisha, the Bible said, he took that yoke of oxen. He was plowing behind. Praise God, he kicked that plow up so it wouldn't dig in, and he headed to the house. And the Bible said he got to the house, Brother Lynn. He killed that oxen. Praise God, he dressed her out. He said he took that yoke and that plow and all that wood that he had in that, and he gelled it again, busted it up, put it in a pile, used it to build a fire, cooked that oxen over it, praise God, kissed mom and daddy goodbye. He said, "So long, world. I'm finished with what I've been doing here. I'm going to follow God. I'm going to go do what God told me to do." Amen. Amen. See, he didn't have any intentions of going back. Amen. He done took care of business at home, praise God. And he said, "Mama, Daddy, I love you. I'll see you. Glory be God." And he said, "I'm gone." He said, "I'm gone to follow God." Amen. Praise God. Don't you know they had a hallelujah jubilee? Amen. See, Elijah done made his mind and his heart. Praise God. This lifestyle is finished. I ain't going back. Amen. You know what done Peter good? If you know what done Peter and them boys good, if they had took their nets, wadded them up in a pile, put them fire and burned them. Amen. Amen. But wouldn't have done daddy no good because he was still having to fish for a living. Amen. John and James, their daddy was still out there fishing. But if they had just burned their nets, praise God, you can't. Hey man, you get rid of that thing that's drawing you into the world and holding you down, praise God, you can go with God. Amen. We better not get bogged down by things in this world. We better not let things hold us, praise God, where we can't get out and worship God. Amen. 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 Praise God. If I got to a place where I couldn't go to the house of God, worship the Lord, and praise God, amen, I'd go in a different direction. I'd hunt me a different way. Amen. You say, "Well, you wouldn't." I said, "I would." I did. Amen. Praise the Lord. I said, "God, this ain't working." Amen. I said, "Lord, I need some help." Praise God. He said, "All right, I'll make a way." Praise God. Amen. I ain't got a whole lot, but he said he allowed me to pay it all off. He said, "You don't owe nothing. Praise God, now come serve me." Amen. Praise the Lord. Get rid of the junk behind me. Amen. Yeah. Hey, listen, on Saturdays at 2:30, praise God, Brother Rick, I can stay at the house and mow the yard. I got as much to do as the rest of you. But praise God, God didn't call me to mow the yard. Amen. God didn't, amen, I ain't going to let that be my God. I'm going to go serve my Lord. I'm going to go knock on the door. I'm going to go say, "Hey, listen, Jesus loves you. He wants to save you. Go and compel him to get in. I want him to get some of what I'm getting." Amen. There's an excitement, praise God. It's in my soul about what's going to happen in a few days. Amen. I want to tell somebody, praise God, Jesus loves you. Amen. Look over, price them old beer bottles and beer cans. Say, "You know what? Jesus loves you, praise God. He'll give you a hive that's better than that." Yeah. Amen. I talked to folks the other day. It's last weekend. I said, "Yeah, preacher, but you, I love Lord. I like to go to church, but you know, I still like my beer." I said, "Well, I tell you what, praise God, I tell you, God, that'll give you a better hive than that." Yeah. Amen. You get in there and go for Him, praise God. He'll bless your heart in so many ways, you'll forget about that. Amen. Amen. It's a whole lot better. But Elisha said, "Hey, listen, I done took my ox and I slew it, I butchered it, I burned, we ate it, we had a feast, burned up the utensils, praise God." He said, "I ain't coming back to the plow." He said, "I'm going to plow on for the Lord." Amen. He said, "I'm going to plow in a different direction." So Elijah says, "Hey, listen," said, "if you see me when I go up," he said, "you'll get your double portion. But if you don't see me go up, you'll not get it." Amen. Notice what takes place then. He said, "It came to pass as they still went on." Amen. Praise God. He said, "Hey, listen." He said, "Praise God. I believe he eased up there just a little closer to the man of God." Amen. I believe they were so close as walking in step. Every time old Elijah's foot had hit the ground on this side, praise God, Elisha's had hit it on the other side. I believe there's a walking in a perfect step with God, in perfect relationship, in perfect harmony, in perfect love, in perfect fellowship, looking for the glory of God. Yeah. Amen. They still went on. Amen. Bless the Lord. He said, came place as they still went on and they talked. Have you ever wondered what they talked about? Maybe got quiet for a minute and they got quiet for a minute and Elisha said, Master? He said, Yes, sir. He said, how you reckon this is going to come off? How you reckon God's going to do this? He said, well, said he'll do it the way God does it. Amen. What do you mean? He'll do it the way God wants to do it. Amen. That's the way God will do it. Praise God. He'll do it the way God wants to do it. You know, that's the way God separates all of us, takes out of here, the way He wants to do it. Amen. We don't have no control over it. We think that we do. I mean, we'll chase doctors and we'll chase ambulances and we'll chase everything else, try to make our end fit in where we want it, but we don't have no control over that. Amen. I mean, doctors and things, that's all well and good, and we need them to keep us going sometime, patch us back together. But when our end comes, praise God, it don't matter who, what kind of doctors are, praise God, they ain't going to save you. Amen. He's appointed a day. We've all got an appointment. Point once the man die. That appointment's ahead of us. None of us can change that. Praise God. As they went along and they talked. And but the Bible said that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire. Now can you see this? A chariot of fire and horses of fire. Could you imagine they're going along, praise God, crossed over Jordan and they're just walking along, praise God, down through there. I can see it in my eye because I've been to Jordan. And I can just think of those places where you could see and you could just see the Lord come out of heaven and you could just see Him coming along that Jordan, maybe coming along that Jordan River, praise God, that chariot of fire and horses of fire. And notice what it says. He said, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. Amen. The chariot of fire and horse fire, that power of God from heaven. And it come and I don't care how close they wanted to eat. Bible said it parted them asunder. But see, because it wasn't Elisha's time. It was Elijah's time. And the Bible says, and God took him up in a whirlwind. Now, a lot of times we envision this and we see him that Elijah went up in a chariot of fire. But that's not what the Bible says. It said the chariot of fire and the horses parted them asunder. That's the power of God coming in. And God took him up. He sucked him up in a whirlwind. Amen. I kind of like, it's kind of ironic because you look back at chapter 19, 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah got scared. He went and he stayed in the cave and he come out of there and he come out of that cave and there was God and he said he wasn't in the earthquake and he wasn't in the wind. But he was in that still small voice. Amen. But in this time we see God come with a chariot of fire, praise God, horses of fire, part of the sun, and God sucked him up in a whirlwind. Took him out of here. Elijah's gone. Can you imagine Elisha? He sits over and watches. But as the man of God leaves the ground, guess what? The wind blowed off that mantle. Amen? That mantle. Remember I said it's a symbol of the prophet's power, the symbol of God's power on the prophet. Amen? And she goes out of here. Praise God. And Elisha saw it. And he cried, my father, and the chariot of Israel. Amen. Now he says, my father, he's talking about that spiritual father. Elijah had been like a spiritual father to him. He'd brought him up in the things of God, nurtured him in the things and the goodness of God. That charity of fire that he's talking about here, horse of fire, he's talking about that power of God that he'd seen come down. Amen. Manifestation of the power of God. But I want you to notice something here, and I'm just about finished. Try not to prolong this. He said he took up and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. Amen. And then he went out and he got rocks out of the Jordan River. And he pondered on this thing and he built a monument there to Elijah. It's not what it says. Never built no monument. Never took time to ponder it. Amen. He went over and he picked up that mantle. That power and symbol, the power of the prophecy and the power of God. Amen. And he went over there to the edge of the Jordan River. Praise God. And he looked at that river. He looked at that mantle. He looked at the river. He said, He says, this is too good to be true. Amen. Is this really the power of God? Is it really in that mantle? See, that same mantle that Elijah had come along and draped over his shoulders while he's a plowing. Amen. So God's a calling you into something, Elisha. Praise God. So he finally had that thing in his hands. See, up to now, it wasn't his. It was another man's. But now he has it. But it's amazing. He took that thing, went over the edge of the water, he pondered it, took it, and he smoked the water. Nothing happened. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. See, I believe what he did when he smoked that, he was smoking it within his own self. He said, I've got the power now. Amen. You don't believe me? Look at what it says. Look at what it says. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah and he fell back from him. Verse 14, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and he smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Amen. He said, glory to God. He said, the power ain't in me. He said, Lord, I'm sorry. He said, the power's in God. He said, Lord, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he looks up to heaven, praise God, expected. He took that thing, smote it, and praise God, and those waters parted. And he walked across on dirt, just like he did, just like him and Elijah done just a little while ago. Amen. Praise God. He never built a monument. He never took time out. But he picked that mantle up. Amen. Listen, these folks all over this country that's going out of here, being taken out of here by death, by cancer, by different things. And who's going to pick up the mantle? Who's going to carry forth? Who's going to carry forth the work of God? Amen. We'll stop and we'll ponder. We'll want to quit. We'll want to wait. What for? For the devil to get in, the devil to destroy. No, we need to be there, praise God, waiting for God to give us an opportunity. Pick up that mantle and step forward for God. Amen? Doing something for the Lord. That's what Elijah did. And he said it parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And remember them fellas that was up there looking over, looking out over the Jordan River? Them 50 prophets, sons of the prophets, looking to see what happened. And they see Elijah go over there, and I can imagine they take that thing, he smoked that thing, and he looked, and they hear him say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Amen. And the power of God fell on him. He smoked that thing, praise God. It parted, and he went across. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, and when the sons of the prophets, which were at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him, bowed themselves to the ground before him. They come for it. See, I told you we can't do nothing about the past, but we can do something with the present. We can labor for God today, amen, so that others might see it, that they can see that power of God on you and I, that desire to do something for the Lord. There's power in desire if we desire to do the will of God. Amen. God will make way. He'll help us to finish well. He'll give us that double portion. So the Bible says here that it wasn't very long till God began to do the same thing with Elisha. Elijah done eight notable miracles. Guess how many Elisha done? 16. Study your Bible. Elisha done 16 notable miracles. But you know, it says in the same chapter here that he was going back and he was going through a place where they worshiped Baal, and these little old boys come out. Well, they weren't little old boys. They were teenagers that knew better. And they begin to holler, go up, thou bald head! Go up, thou bald head! You know what they're saying? They was mocking the men of God. Amen. They were mocking the men. They done got word, praise God, said that man, Elisha's a man of God. He took the place of Elijah. He's the same man of God that Elijah was. But these little boys was mocking him. You know what they were saying? He said, why don't you go up in a whirlwind too? Amen. If you're like Elijah, why don't you go up in a whirlwind? What they were saying. And the Bible said Elisha turned around, cursed them by his God, and two big old she-bears come out of the woods and tore them. Amen. I think it's kind of ironic. Because the man of God, they mocked the man of God, and the man of God cursed them by his God. two big old she-bears come out. And they said, go up, go up. And Elijah said, tear them up, Lord, tear them up. And they did. Amen. He tore them up. Praise God. Because he had the power of Elijah on. He had that double portion. Amen. Amen.